The following is a special presentation of Tony Curry Radio.
Want to?
Yeah. We didn't get booted.
Well, no, we do our Fox 6 thing every... and by the way, thanks to the people up here at Vulcan, they put a barricade up for us. See the barricade?
Yes, it keeps the crowds out.
Keep the crowds out from us doing our show. We started coming up here about a month and a half ago.
Yeah.
And no one chased us off like they did at the club and a couple other places. Mm-hmm. It's Pet World was really nice to have us.
I sent a friend there, by the way.
Did you?
Yeah, he was in town for the Texas-Alabama game. And he was staying at the hotel across the street.
Yeah.
Very nice, that hotel.
That's a nice hotel. There's an Edgar's in there, too, I think.
Yeah, right next door.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a nice hotel. Yeah, nice bathroom.
It's really nice. Yeah. A nice coffee house. Anyway, he's like, yeah, I was going to walk around, you know, just sort of piddle around town. I'm like, should go to Ed's Pet World right across the street. And he kind of looked, because he looked at the, you know, sort of the exterior.
Yeah.
He's like, is it really a pet store?
Oh, yeah.
You know, because I was like, no. It's like, it's an experience. It's so much more than just a pet store.
Oh yeah.
And he went in.
No, if you go to like PetSmart or one of these other places, that's what makes that place so cool because it's so different. It's been in business they're celebrating their 50th anniversary.
Right. You just have to. It's kind of like it's like a dive bar. Like you got to know.
It is the best dive bar you've ever been
exactly.
when it comes to pets.
Exactly.
And on top of that, lots of toys. Seth's Toy Closet. He's opened up his new location down there in Homewood. So you can check that out. 879-1331, 879-1331. I get all my pets there. I just had baby guinea pigs a couple weeks ago. By the way, they're already the size of the male and the female. I got 5 guinea pigs in a cage by this big. I need to go down there after our show and get some.
Yeah, I read an article. You're supposed to have like 10 feet for them, 10 square feet for them to run around.
We got problems.
Yeah, you're going to need...
And they can have 5 litters a year, which means it takes 62 days. So do the math.
Yeah,
so the minute she gives her birth, she's like a trailer park woman.
You need to get...
She's going to be pregnant every 9 months. In this case, every 60 days.
Well, you have a male and a female.
Well, I need good friends.
I'm working on it. One. I got my daughter.
I'm just going to bring one over. And just leave it on your front doorstep because I know you'll take care of it.
No, I'd be careful. I'd leave it on front doorstep. We got a lot of nature around. That thing we picked
up. I'll put it in a cage for you.
Okay.
Yeah.
I trapped a raccoon the other day.
Did you?
I didn't.
In the garage?
No.
On the roof?
Outside.
In the attic?
Outside the attic.
Oh, yeah?
You know, it's funny, raccoons. They are cute. I think they are. I think they're beautiful looking.
Yeah.
And they look so interesting and curious and cute. But when they're in a trap and you get close,
no, they're nasty.
Crazy.
They're possum nasty. Yeah,
worse.
Yeah, armadillos are the worst.
Oh, are they?
Oh, you ever get up near an armadillo, tap it or something in the middle of the bat, they don't roll up. They come after you.
Really?
Oh, yeah, they will. And they'll come right up to you. They'll walk right up to you. If you ever get one on a golf course?
Well, that's what I'm saying with a raccoon. Raccoons just stare your ass down.
Yeah. We were at my ex-brother-in-law's house, and he had a couple of raccoons, and they were up in this big wooden shelf he had built. And they weren't hurting anything.
No.
They were just up there, and you could barely see them, and they were all...
Yeah.
And we had a family gathering, and there was a guy there that felt that it was his job to get rid of them. And I was like, just leave them alone. And he's like, what if they got rabies? We don't want these things walking around. I said, they're not going to bother us.
Right.
Just leave them alone. And he had a baseball bat out. And just nudged one out, and then one of the dogs got a hold of it, and it was one of the nastiest sounds.
I got a video of it.
It was one of the nastiest.
Yeah,
it's like a car crash sound. It's like a sound you never want to hear again.
I mean, my money's on the raccoon in some cases, depending on the dog.
Yeah, it was kind of nasty. Anyway, thanks to what do they call it, the Vulcan Association?
Yeah.
Well, the
Vulcan Park.
International Vulcan Park Association of Birmingham.
Yeah.
Thanks for putting a barricade up, and they also give us a pour lip, which is really nice.
Which is great in case, you know, at our age.
It's super cool. We are going to be on Fox 6 today, but we're not because of the 16th Street Baptist bombing. That would be 60 years tomorrow.
Yep.
And I know they're running a lot of Martin Luther King stuff as well, his letters from prison.
Yep.
Which is really cool. So we took a backseat to that any day. So we'll be back on Fox 6 next week. Of course, you can see me on Fox 6 on Mondays for Music Mondays. We'll talk about the ticket thing coming up in just a couple seconds.
Yeah.
There's a way that you can actually sell tickets for concerts and not be able to resell them. Do you like that idea? A lot of people are like, oh, that's great. We don't have to pay $300 for a ticket. Not so fast, my friend. We'll have that for you coming up in just a few seconds right here on the Curry and Claypool Show. Also today, Amy Winehouse. She would have been 40 today.
Yeah.
She died 13 years ago. She was part of that 27 club. Ron DeSantis. Is Ron
51?
He's 45.
Oh,
Ron, is Ron married?
He's young. Yeah, he's married.
Is he?
Did he just get divorced? No, no. He's. I know he's married. They get separated? Yeah, I know. No, no, no. He's married. He's married. Somebody. Oh, no, no, no. Someone at the Canadian.
I got a friend of mine that's got pretty good gaydar.
Yeah.
And she swears up and down that he is. He could be gay.
Well, I mean, there's a lot of people that could be gay.
Well, I know, but I mean, just.
Yeah.
Some of his, and I'm and now and it's she's kind of ruined it for me because he is polarizing. I mean, whenever he opens his mouth, he's going to say something that's going to tweak you one way or another, right?
Yeah.
And I'm watching the debate a couple weeks ago.
He's married.
And now every time I see him, I think that, and it's and it kind of changes the way I don't know. It's different.
Yeah. You can't stop trying to imitate Donald Trump. That's the problem.
No, like everyone's trying to take just the good parts of him and then run on their own platform, and it ain't going to work. You either got to go, and that's why, what's the dude that stole the show, that last debate? What's his name? The guy that's never run before? He's doing his own money? Good-looking guy with the black hair? He pretty much ran with it and just hammered it. I mean, he was great. He was good. That was one. Governor Chris Christie said, "This is the best chat GPT stuff I've ever heard," because he was just using all the poignant. And he's like, "Yeah, that's what you do. That's what you do when you got eight people that want to talk at one time for only an hour and a half. That's what you do.
I'm having a hard time with all this.
Yeah,
I'm having a hard time.
You're gonna be okay, my friend.
Now between this and now the inquiry to the impeachment of Biden.
Well, you knew that was coming.
I know. It's just, I mean.
I don't have a problem with it just because if we just, you know that if they do it to your party, you're going to do it back to their party.
That's not why. I'm not angry that they're doing it. It's just like we
waste a hell of a lot of time.
That's what it is.
Like, God, if we could take all the inquiries and the impeachments and all the investigation and stuff and all the special counsel and all the money, if we could just take all that time and put it towards.
I had a conversation with our old friend, Matt Murphy, about this when I used to be on his show. Mm-hmm. And he used to, like, rile me up.
Oh, yeah, I'm not good at it.
But one thing we agreed on, which I still think, it will never happen.
Yep.
But B, it is the greatest idea, is we should not have any of our candidates be able to be out in public. Now, listen.
I like that.
Everything that they espouse to should be written. Right? And then made anonymous.
Yeah.
And you have to read it. I mean, this puts a lot on the voter. You have to be able to read it. It's got to be written so that you can understand or someone interprets
like a blind resume. Like March Madness. Yeah,
that's exactly. Blind resume.
I love that.
You read it and you vote. You vote based on what you read.
And I can promise you 90% of people would vote for the wrong person.
Yeah.
They would, well, they, not their wrong person. They would write for someone that was not the person they thought they were going to vote.
Yes. He and I have always agreed on that. He's a libertarian, whatever. But, like, what a great idea.
Yeah.
Because it would force you to vote on what you read.
Yeah.
Not crap that everybody says. It's such a waste of time.
Mm-hmm.
It's such a waste of time. And because we have so many social media outlets, it's a
It's a shit show, yeah.
It's a complete shit show.
Yeah. Kay Norris, good morning to you. Thanks
good
for
morning.
Watching this morning. So you're heading over to
the
UK, the Britain area, the Britain area there, the UK. I think a lot of people get confused between the UK and Britain. They think it's the same thing, and it's not. But you're heading over there tomorrow or today.
Tonight.
I was trying to protect you.
Someday.
Anonymity.
Right. At some point.
Your wife is staying home?
Yes. Yeah.
This is a boys' trip.
Yeah, sure. I'm actually not going.
I'm having a boys' trip too.
I'm actually not going. I just said that I was going.
Okay.
So, okay. So, I might be going. I might not be going.
I need someone to watch my dogs. I'm staying in town. You can come
over. Yeah, sure.
Don't bring any raccoons. No.
If I was going.
So you think our politics are effed up. Have you seen their politics?
Oh, yeah. But there's a pomp and circumstance. Like, there's a funny.
They just talk the entire time.
It's great.
Everyone talks at the same time.
It's great. But the pomp. But that. You know, I've talked to my son about that House of Commons stuff.
Yeah.
It's almost for show.
Oh yeah, right. It's Oprah show.
But that's what I'm saying. So,
well,
so
it is over here too.
Yeah, but then ours. But I mean,
it is.
Yeah, no, I know. I'm trying. You know, now I'm going back to, well, we got the best country in the world. Okay, fine. I mean, are our politics better? I don't know. I mean, I guess we've said this. It's the price of democracy.
Was the UK, their politics as raucous, as crazy before ours was? Or did we start all that with the whole Donald Trump, Joe Biden thing up there?
Hillary
Clinton thing.
No, we started it when we decided to leave the monarchy.
Yeah.
Okay. Screw this.
No,
we're going to do this stuff. We're going to...
No, but as far
did you
as
watch Schoolhouse Rock,
yeah.
No, but I mean, like that is how you know. And what's happened with them is it's gotten diluted over time from the original fully empowered monarchy. The monarchy now is somewhat symbolic, although on the books they have huge influence. They were writing all these articles about King Charles that. He has to be careful what he says because his views actually can influence, but the monarchy as a whole has sort of...
He's kind of like the Fed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so he has to be really careful because he absolutely can influence it, but the monarchy as a whole has sort of stepped back.
But yeah, so he can walk in. He has no control.
He has what?
He has no control.
I don't know. Depends on the book.
I mean, he indirectly has control.
Yes.
Like he has influence, but he couldn't walk in and veto anything.
I don't know. They, you know, but they've been around for a long time. This is why there's some crazy ass.
That queen was
there.
Around for a long time.
I know. I mean, like, just.
And it's been really quiet over there. Since the queen died, it's been really, really quiet. 70 years.
Because
wouldn't you have thought that. Because I know a lot of people didn't like
the fact Prince Harry.
A lot of people wanted to do with the whole monarchy when she dies. It's like, let's just end this now.
Right, but no, you can't, because they got the crown jewels, and they got a lot of tourists.
Yeah.
A lot of people want to go see.
That's true, yeah.
I've been there. I didn't do that.
There is something about it. I mean, it's
cool.
It's Disney.
It is. Listen, I've been there. I've been there during a procession.
It's beautiful, yeah.
I've been there during a procession. It is. That's so American of us. It literally feels like you are at Disney World.
Yeah.
And Prince Charles and whatever are coming. That is what it feels like.
There ain't no princess like
that. And you're all excited.
Yeah.
And they got crazy costumes.
No, I think Lady Diana brought a big part of that. Because she was so beautiful because she was a princess. She looked like a Disney princess. Not so much Camille. But Lady Di was beautiful.
Yep.
She dressed nice. She looked like she could have been in Frozen 3.
Kate Middleton.
Yeah.
Meghan Markle.
Kate's drinking the Kool-Aid, man. I mean, she's not even American anymore. She's not. It's hard to believe that she was actually in movies at one point in time. Because, I mean, that...
Markle or Middleton?
Both of them.
Well, Markle, they stepped out.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm
okay, we're in that... You know where we are right now?
Nas.
Is he...
You had it right. No.
40?
He's 50.
I was thinking of He's 50?
Yeah. See, there's one of those things.
How old's Lil Jon?
Lil Jon's like 93 years old. No, that's one of those things where you're like, wait a minute. That dude just came out. He did the Morgan Freeman thing where he waited like late in his career, or he's been doing it for a long period of time, but he's 50 years old.
I didn't realize that. I watched the VMAs.
Did you like it? I watched part of it. They do a great job.
They do, and they just let it go. I mean, if you have young children.
But it's calculated, it's controlled chaos, like because it's live,
so you know
something's gonna happen. There's gonna be a kiss or someone's gonna show their ass. Something's gonna happen.
Someone.
But I mean, it's tight. See, I'm a production guy.
The production's
there's
great.
No dead air. There's no one uncomfortable. There's a lot of uncomfortable situations, but they know the uncomfortable situations are coming. It's done, but there's always something that happens that's not expected. I got to give him credit.
Vanguard Award.
Yeah.
Did you feel okay about that?
He did it? Yeah. I mean, yeah. Yeah.
The whole thing was great.
For MTV, yeah.
The whole thing was great. I love it. I absolutely love it. I also was real happy in my house when Lil Wayne came out to open it up.
Uh-huh.
Neither my wife nor my daughter wasn't paying attention that much. They're like, who's that? Lil Wayne.
Yeah.
And I was like,
they do a good job of getting a lot of high-priced, high-dollar entertainment to show up and to do their thing because it's cool to be part of the VMAs.
Oh, yeah. You know, and what was
and that's hard to believe because you know, what it started out as back in the 80s is just nothing is what it is now.
Well, and what's interesting to me is despite all of that, like, who won everything?
Was it Taylor?
Yeah, everything.
Yeah.
She is...
She's on fire right now, man.
She is on... And did you see NSYNC? They had Justin Timberlake and NSYNC came and presented, I think she was either Song of the Year or whatever, to Taylor Swift.
Yeah.
Taylor Swift was like starstruck because she's a true millennial.
Yeah.
And so she's giving them hugs. They gave her friendship bracelets. I mean, it was... It is... Taylor Swift is a full... organizational enterprise.
I mean this in a nice way. She's a sellout, man. She is. You know what she is? She's the Kiss of our generation. Kiss.
You think so?
Kiss sold everything. They put it all out.
But she doesn't have. But the only thing is, she doesn't have a whole lot of merch. Like not merch, like the way Kiss does it.
Oh, she will if she can make money off of it. She's incredible. She's got the movie thing going on right now.
It's incredible.
What was the thing she just started doing a couple of days ago that was newsworthy?
Her movie.
The movie, but there was something else. Did she do sometime the Lifetime?
Sure.
Yeah, I mean, you could be a Lifetime fan, and it's like $50,000, so you can be a Lifetime fan, and
I hope people don't hate on her for that.
No, I mean, she's great.
Because I think people don't appreciate the business acumen that you've got to have to do that, and to keep doing
she's got a really, really good net of supporters.
Yep.
She's got people around her that know what the hell they're doing. Let's be honest. She can't do it all over.
And she can't.
Like Jimmy Buffett. Buffett was a billionaire when he died. A billionaire.
Yeah.
The guy had one hit.
But I do think what differentiates what differentiates people like that from the ones who don't make it.
Yeah.
It's not, you have to have the right people around you. I totally agree.
Yeah.
But you, as an artist, also have to be a really smart business person. You can't just have a great business team because you have to sell it.
If you download the TKR app, it's TKR through Android or Apple. It just has three letters. You'll see a guitar. Tap it. It's free. We do a bunch of shows. I do a show called Kiefer and Curry with Kip Kiefer and Tony Curry. We also do a TV show that's on ABC 3340 from 10:30 to 11 o'clock every Saturday morning. We talk college football. It's really good. We recorded it yesterday. But we did a whole show on songwriters, our favorite songwriters. And he had Jackson Browne, and Harry Chapin was one of his favorites. And I came up with James Taylor, and I talked about Jimmy Buffett. Taylor Swift in the Rolling Stone magazine, top 100 singer-songwriters, and I think it came out about 10 years ago, was like 99 at that point. But you can make an argument. And when I think of a singer-songwriter, I'm talking about someone who could tell a story. I like stories, right?
Right.
When I think about songwriters, whether it's folk, I want to hear stories. Steely Dan, Walter Becker, and Donner Fagen, they could write great stories. Two songs that I think of, Cats in the Cradle and Lion Eyes, are two of the greatest story songs. And if you ever hear Lion Eyes and you hear the version where they cut out the middle version, it pisses you off because it ruins the whole story.
Right.
It's like hearing the 3-minute version of American Pie. It ruins the entire song, right?
Right.
Taylor Swift has done a magnificent job at tweaking her personal life into music, and her fans loved it.
So that...
She's talked about ex-boyfriends, old boyfriends, new boyfriends.
And as she has... grown
she's
up
smart
as she's grown up she's this is what
is she's she 35 so 36 years
yeah
old?
So as she's grown up, her storylines have grown up, not just personal, you know, because what I think is so interesting about songwriters, particularly Taylor Swift, is, I mean, my kids, huge Taylor Swift fans, they are 22 and 24, and I've always was like, okay, great, she's fine, it's great, whatever, she's, you know. But if you listen to her lyrics, and my son told me this, he's like, listen to the lyrics. He's like, they don't relate to you because you're flipping 55.
Yeah.
He's like, they related to me when I was 17. And as she has grown, her lyrics have grown. now that she's in her 30s, if, when I listen to some of her stuff now,
yeah, you relate.
Now the lyrics I can relate more to.
And the 11 and 12-year-old love it, too. And
absolutely.
They don't even know because,
yes.
because the songs not only lyrically are great, but they're catchy.
Catchy songs. Exactly.
She raps in her own songs. All right. Well, so wait. I ain't going to get Swift on you, but we already have.
Yeah.
Today's National Cream-Filled Donut Day. I'm to the point now
like
where
eclair.
I won't eat a donut. I won't eat it. No. Because eclair is the.
I know it's this.
No, but the eclair has got the cold cream in it. You got to go the cream filled. There's a difference between cream filled.
Cream filled.
That's the frosting filled.
Yeah, frosting filled donut.
Oh yeah.
Not to be confused with eclair. I thought
yeah.
cream filled.
When you ask for a cream filled donut, they'll go ice cream filled, which is the cold stuff. Which is the stuff that you have to put almost in the refrigerator, the
donut
go bad, or yeah, like an eclair, or frosting filled, which is it's unbelievable.
Yeah, because I love frosting.
Yeah, Heavenly Donuts.
I've never had it.
Oh, go to Heavenly Donuts, you get yourself a chocolate cream filled donut, and they'll say, "Do you want the cream or do you want the ice cream filled?" You get the ice cream filled. It's unbelievable. It's unbelievable. I'm just telling you. Today's National Sober Day. That's kind of sobering. Today's
sober, sober, not sober.
I guess it's a day where we should all just be sober.
Like non-intoxicated sober or sober?
Is there any other way to describe it?
I guess that's somber. Okay.
It's not National Somber Day, it's Sober Day.
Keep going. That's fine.
You're being very sober this morning. And today is also U.S. Marshal Service Day.
That's good.
Yeah. All right, coming up here next, we're going to take a quick break. We're going to talk about ticket prices. So there are two famous rock and rollers, super famous, who are fixing to go on the road. They may have already started their tour. It may be one of the biggest tours. It's not going to be Taylor Swift huge because no one's Taylor Swift huge, but it's going to be one of the biggest concert tours. And they're trying to do everything they can to get Ticketmaster to keep their prices low. We'll tell you how they're going to do it and why it may be a major mistake. We'll talk about it next right here on Curry and Claypo.
Can't wait to hear it.
I know, right?
Yeah.
This has been a special presentation of Tony Curry Radio.